Dating app Tinder takes on Google's Android monopoly. By Lucas Nolan on July 23, 2019. Dating app Tinder has joined a number of other apps in bypassing Google's Play Store fees by forcing users to enter their credit card details directly into the app instead of paying users Google's service. Bloomberg reports that Tinder has joined a growing number of apps looking to circumvent Google's app fees by bypassing the Google Play Store's payment processing features entirely. Tinder is now requiring users that wish to pay for premium features to enter their credit card details directly into the app rather than using the Google Play Store's payment processing features. Macquarie analyst Ben Schachter noted this in his latest research and also pointed out that once a user has entered their payment info, the app both remembers it and removes the choice for users to swap back to Google Play for purchases. Schachter said in an interview, "This is a huge difference. It's an incredibly high-margin business for Google, bringing in billions of dollars," he said. The shares of Tinder's parent company Match Group Incorporated increased by 5% following Schachter's note. Many app developers are looking for ways to circumvent the fees placed on app revenues by companies such as Google and Apple, who can take as much as 30% of the revenue generated by apps. With the app economy expected to grow to $157 billion in 2022, it's no surprise developers are looking for ways to save money. Match is expected to discuss the Tinder payment method change with analysts and investors on the company's next earnings call on August 6. Justine Sacco, a spokesperson for Match, wrote in an email, "At Match Group, we constantly test new updates and features to offer convenience, control, and choice to our users. We will always try to provide options that benefit their experience, and offering payment options is one example of this." Schachter believes that Match's move to circumvent the Play Store could cause a domino effect, stating, "Tinder is relatively small and it won't have a massive impact. But the concern is if this grows and gets into gaming apps as it starts moving forward. We're going to see a lot of other companies potentially trying to experiment with this." Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan or email him @lnolan@breitbart.com.